turn that down. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
Heyo! Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, welcome back! Heyo! Whatever you said, I am Lunchbox, and I run the show. I know the most about sports, and we got a lot to talk about. Big weekend, football is back. College football provided some great drama, and yeah, I'm going to run the show.
What up? I am second in command. Definitely know a lot more than Eddie. So I had a lock that was wrong. I had a lock that was right. Sue me. Eddie, what do you want to say?
I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports. I don't claim to know anything, but I feel like I do know more than these two goofballs.
He really does know nothing. He's not kidding. That's right. Not just him being funny.
But you guys watched a lot of football this week.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! I mean, last night was amazing. Okay, we started off Aaron Rodgers. Everybody is loving Aaron Rodgers. He had a great game. But before we get to Aaron Rodgers, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers' dating life. And we're going to play Would You Rather? Would you rather be with his ex, Olivia Munn, or with his current girlfriend, Patrick? Danica Patrick?
Ooh. All right, I'm going Olivia Munn all the way. I saw Danica Patrick in person. She's actually really small, and I don't like girls that are 5 foot tall. She might be 4'11 in person. Lunch, you saw her firsthand, too.
So, okay, you're wrong again, like all your locks. She's 5'4".
Okay. Maybe I saw her when I don't know, but
she was sitting down in a chair.
Yeah, you saw her when she was 12 years old, man.
No, she was sitting in a chair, and so I can understand how you think she does look small. And she was hot, though, but I feel like Olivia Munn is even hotter. But me and Danica Patrick did have a moment where she touched my hand, and I felt like she was, like, trying to give me signals, but I didn't act on those.
So we were all there at the same place, right?
Well, yeah.
We all saw Danica Patrick.
It was a Thomas Rhett album release party.
Yeah. Okay, so I remember that, and I remember looking at her and being like, that chick's hot. Don't know who she is. She kind of looks familiar, though.
Don't know who she is.
Well, no, I remember thinking, like, I kind of recognize her face. Maybe she works at a record label or something, but she's pretty.
I mean, could they show her enough on TV last night? They showed her at least 5 times in the game, like, Danica Patrick in the box. Oh, Danica Patrick, sad. Ooh, Danica Patrick cheering. Okay. Danica Patrick going crazy because the Packers win. Ugh.
You didn't like that?
No, I didn't. Well, I was just like, show the game. Like, I get that she's there. You showed us once.
You're not understanding that they need to fill the game up with other stuff. Like, showing Danica Patrick is a cool little side story. His girlfriend's here. Let's see how she's reacting to the game.
They've been together for about over a year now. They're very serious.
Really?
That's what they said on the show last night. Game, they kept talking about it. The announcer's like, oh, yeah, she's so happy for him. Well, no crap, she's happy for him.
I'll go Danica Patrick. I think she's pretty.
She is pretty, but
Olivia Munn all the way, dude.
Yeah. I mean, but you don't find it annoying when they don't concentrate on the... I mean, show someone in the fans eating popcorn or show other people, not just Danica.
Yeah, he wants to show a guy instead of a hot chick.
You want to see a dude chugging his beer in the
crowd? He wants to see more guys where they're eating and drinking. He just wants to see guys in the
crowd. He wants to see the guys high-five each other when there's a good play.
I do kind of like... Because who doesn't high-five a random stranger when a play happens?
Yeah.
When you're at a game, do you high-five strangers?
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorite things to do. Dude,
every time I
fall into that trap, I'll be with my girl. We do our celebratory hug, and then next thing you know, I'm clapping the guy's hand behind me. I have no idea who he is, but I'm clapping that jackass's hand, and we're both like, yeah!
That's the best, dude. Like, I love that.
Because you have something in common without having anything in common, and it's not awkward. It's not like, hey, I'm Ray. Hi, I'm Lunchbox.
No,
introduce
it's just
yourself.
You're both
it's just like,
are going
yeah,
for
yeah,
the
yeah.
Team.
And then when the game's over, you don't say anything.
Nope.
You don't talk to each other. You just go your separate ways, and it's so weird how that works.
But going back to Danica Patrick, yeah. I'd rather see her than see the owners. I can give a crap what the owner's doing. Like, they're usually sitting up there with a cup of something.
None of them are drinking.
No,
all
it's
have water and ice. That's it. That is a boring
and they've
life.
They've got this look in their face like nothing is happening in their brain.
Can the owners, I understand they're rich, wear your team gear. Why do you wear a suit?
You don't like the Rolly and the suit?
Why do you wear
diamonds?
A suit? If you're owning the team and you're a big fan, wear a shirt that says, because they show Jerry Jones all the time, Dallas Cowboys. Why not wear that and be a true fan instead of looking like a stiff in your suit? They show Robert Kraft, and he's in his suit. Wear a Patriots hat. Wear something that says, hey, I'm a fan.
But see, I didn't like it when Mark Cuban sitting like in front row, you know, side court. Like,
dude, he changed how you're supposed to be an owner. That's
exactly what we all want to do when we're an owner. Because
no
one's doing it. He's still the only one that
would
do
The owner of the Clippers does, Steve Ballmer. He sits courtside, and he screams, and he waves his arms
is
during
that the
free
bad
throws.
Dude? No. Or was that the old owner?
No, that was the old owner.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, wait, who's the bad guy?
No, who's
that? Was Donald Sterling.
That dude.
Okay, yeah, no. He bought him from Donald Sterling. And I love, because the point of buying a team is to be a fanatic and be fun.
Excuse me?
That's it.
Oh, the point of buying a team is to be a fanatic and have fun, not to make money.
No.
What kind of statement is that?
You already have made enough money in your life that you buy a sports franchise for fun. That is fun and enjoyment.
Are you out of your mind?
No.
It's a business
move. I understand they want to make money, but you can go buy other stuff and invest in other stuff. The point of buying a sports franchise is because you're deep down a fan. You're not a fan. No random guy that doesn't like sports is buying a sports franchise. No one. You have to like the team and be invested in that sport.
Okay, I feel like if you give me 24 hours, I'm going to
find... I bet we can find an owner
isn't
an absolute fan of that team or of sports. They're like an investor. They're into business.
You're absolutely wrong.
You're crazy, dude.
A minority investor, yes. But no. The majority owner of a team... The reason they buy them is because they are a fan. They want to be there. They want to enjoy it. They love sports. And since they were a little kid, they wanted to own a team. They want to be a professional athlete. You can't be a professional athlete. You have enough money. Let me buy it. So you live out your dream.
Those are some dreams, man. If I ever said when I was a kid, hey, I want to own a team someday, my dad would be like, okay, you're going to be working at the lumber mill.
That's what
nice dreams, dude.
Hey, dream big, kid.
In your dreams, man. Yeah. Dream about that tonight. As close as you're getting.
You didn't understand me. I said you dream as a kid of being on that team, on us, a professional athlete. As you get older, you realize you cannot be a professional athlete, but you make enough money. Like you, Mark Cuban, he was a huge sports fan. He realized he wasn't good enough to make it. He made a lot of money. First thing he did, I am buying a sports team because I love sports. That's what I'm saying. You live your dream.
I hear what you're saying. And I think it's cute how big of a sports fan you are. But if you think that these team owners are buying the team just because they're fans,
nope,
you're crazy.
Not just because. I'm saying that's their discretionary income. They have enough money where...
Eddie doesn't know what that is. That's money you have extra because you always spend it all on your kids and family and gambling. But your gambling money is your discretionary income.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
Thanks, Ray, for
they've already
that
made
up
enough money in the business world that they can splurge and enjoy being a fan of a team. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I don't agree with you, but okay.
Okay.
Oh, end the topic. I thought you were about to go into another.
No. I mean, I've said what I said. Like, all these owners are...
Oh, my gosh. Called, he's going back
into
it. They're
called businessmen. Like, that's why they wear suits. That's why they're not sporting shirts like us. Like, give me one that's wearing a freaking Bears beanie, like, to the game. Get out of here.
That's what you
they're
should
They're not
want.
Even drinking because they're just businessmen.
Not one of the owners
money
is ever drinking because you know what they're thinking of? Their next business investment. You know what? Most owners probably don't even know the score because they're thinking about their next business investment.
Like, it's like the Atlanta the Falcons owner and his wife, like that dude.
Arthur Blank. That's what I'm saying. He is a fan. That's why he's there. And he's. Oh my gosh, you guys are missing. I can't believe you guys think it's only a business investment. They do it. They could invest in other businesses,
and they
but
do.
But the reason they buy a sports franchise is because they've been a fan and they want to be in the sports industry because it's fun.
Okay,
I agree.
Just like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers made it fun last night.
Oh, what a game.
As a Bears fan, it was a terrible, terrible ending. It was crushing. But the Aaron Rodgers overreaction...
Can you not yell?
The Aaron Rodgers overreaction is just annoying. He's the greatest of all time. Oh, my goodness. Did you see what Aaron Rodgers did? He brought him back. He did okay. He had one great throw. He had a couple, some good throws. He had one great throw, touchdown to Davante Adams in the right-hand corner of the end zone. But the last drive, that was not Aaron Rodgers.
Cobblestone.
He threw the ball right to Fuller. Fuller should have intercepted it.
Yeah.
That's his fault. Then he threw a 10-yard pass to Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb makes two guys miss and runs 80 yards and jukes two more guys. That is not Aaron Rodgers, guys.
So all over SportsCenter, it should have been Cobb.
Yes.
And you know what everybody
Cobb,
in their,
Adams and the...
And you know what every woman in their kitchen would have been like? Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Instead, every woman's like, oh, Aaron Rodgers, I know who he is. That's awesome. That's fun. Everybody knows that Aaron
now
Rodgers
now they're talking
is
about he's the... And everybody keeps saying he's the best quarterback in the league. He's not. Tom Brady is still the best quarterback in the league.
Because of the amount of years he's been in the league?
No, because of what he does. Why Aaron Rodgers is limping around on one leg? This is what Aaron
Rodgers...
He has
one leg, but he has a live arm. That's a great arm he's got. It's better than Brady's.
Who cares about how live your arm is? Who is smarter on the football field than Tom Brady?
Brady's the smartest.
Exactly. And that's... I would rather my quarterback be smart because Aaron Rodgers makes it look cool and he's flashy.
Yeah, he's a gunslinger, man, just like Favre was.
Exactly. And Ben Roethlisberger, same thing. They are not on Tom Brady's level. They get hit and destroyed and injured. Why?
Because they're crazy and careless. And they're
And do you want that from your franchise quarterback?
No.
That's why he's not the best quarterback
in the
league.
It's not his fault he got all rolled up like that.
It is his fault because he will never just throw the ball away.
Okay.
He thinks... He sees a blitz coming. What does Tom Brady do? Tom Brady says, hey, running back, you move over here and you block him. Or this, or he changes the play to a running play. Or he throws the ball away. He doesn't get hit very often. Aaron Rodgers sees the blitz coming and he says, hut. And in his mind, he goes, I'll just outrun him or I'll juke him. And that's why he gets hurt all the time. So that is, to me, why Tom Brady is the best quarterback. Peyton Manning, for example, he didn't take a lot of hits.
Okay, hold on. Let's go back to why Aaron Rodgers getting all the love, though. Like, let's go back to that because
it's flashy.
So you're watching the game last night. You live it today, talking about it, and you're not thinking Aaron Rodgers is the MVP of last night?
No, last night he.
Yeah, he won that game. I know what you said about the receivers. I know what you said about the blocked the drop interception. I get it, but dude. If DeShone Kizer would have stayed in, nothing was happening when DeShone Kizer was in. Nothing.
Right. And
so you're telling me the Packers would win that game if Rodgers wouldn't have come back?
No.
I don't think so, dude.
Nothing happened with Rodgers in the first half.
Yeah, Rodgers.
This is Lunchbox's dad.
My dad is in the building.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lunch's dad is here, everybody.
Is that Toolbox?
Yeah, that's Toolbox. He took my point away. Nothing happened in the first half. What happened in the second half?
Changed.
I'll tell you what happened. The defense got tired because it's week one and you're not in shape. You haven't been playing the minutes that you need to play a full football game, and the defense got gassed. The Bears' offense got conservative. We started not playing to win the game. They played not to lose. Sorry, I am a Bears fan.
Hey, so I didn't watch the game at all. Did Trubisky, he played pretty well then, obviously?
Yes. No.
No?
Well, he played fine. He dink and dunk, 5 yards. And last night...
They still got Howard Hojo, the running back?
Yes.
He's awesome, right?
He played great.
That's what I thought.
And Tariq Cohen played great. Besides that, that's all they had on offense. And after last night, I realize Mitch Trubisky, whatever he wants to be called...
Mitchell, that's his birth name.
...is not going to be a franchise quarterback. His ceiling... is Alex Smith. You watch yesterday, and Patrick Mahomes, he has started 2 NFL games now, regular season games.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes out there and he's throwing the ball. He can throw it 25 yards. He's hitting people deep. He doesn't look scared. Mitchell Trubisky last night, he looked fine in the first half when everything with the pocket was clean. Once they started getting pressure, he just eyes down, overthrowing, throwing short. And that tells me he's still scared. That's his 17th or 18th start in the NFL. He should be better than that. 17th start.
That's what Lambeau would do to you.
See, I got give nervous. The Green Bay coaches a lot of credit. I think they changed the game plan at halftime.
Yep.
They were throwing shorter passes.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. Yes.
And maybe you can do that with an older quarterback. You can change, you know, the young quarterbacks, you have a game plan. To change it in the at halftime.
It messes with them.
Toolbox, that is perfect because that's the one thing I saw different in the second half. And then the pass rush was crazy in the first half. They wouldn't let him do anything. I mean, with Khalil Mack and who's the other big guy? That big
96.
Akers.
Rodgers couldn't do anything. If he held the ball past 3 seconds, he was getting hit, or he had to throw the ball, or he had to try to run out of the pocket, whatever.
Okay, Coach, you're talking X's and O's.
No, because that was a game changer, dude. These short passes that they did in the second half was key.
And
they
that were got the defense everything. Tired because you're putting all effort out.
Yes.
Yes.
Eddie, did you have the audio on the TV? You usually have it on mute.
I did because my father-in-law was in town. He likes to listen to it.
Okay. How many beers did he put down?
He didn't drink.
Oh, that's fun.
So, yes, Aaron Rodgers had a good game, but everybody anointing him the best quarterback in the league, stop.
Well, it's week one. Let's chill. I mean,
Tom Brady had just as good a game as him, just no flash. Why? Because he was up 21-0 or 21-6 because... he doesn't let you get down that low.
How about Houston, though? Hey, Houston's going to be good.
They came
Houston's
back at the end,
gonna
huh?
Houston's going to be good.
Yeah. They scored some touchdowns.
Well, Deshaun Watson looked bad. But let's and one of the big stars yesterday, Patrick Mahomes.
Do we have audio of me saying that Patrick Mahomes is going to be awesome this year?
I mean, he was fine.
Do we remember that I said Patrick Mahomes is going to be awesome? Did I say Chiefs were going to go to the Super Bowl?
I'm pretty sure a lot of experts on ESPN also said he's going to be good.
This is the guy you want. You want to bet this guy right
Ow!
Here. Because after week one, what happened last year? The Chiefs killed the Patriots. Oh, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. Yeah, woo-woo.
No, I said it before week one.
And then what happened? They've had one good game just like last year.
Yeah.
Now, defensive coordinators will get film, see what they're doing, and they'll adjust. Week one, everything is new, so you can throw out all this new stuff, and no one has any idea what you're doing. Andy Reid is a great coach when he has all this extra time. Last four opening days, 4-0, all on the road, great. And then as the season goes on, he doesn't really adjust. People adjust to him, and they fizzle out.
But I don't think the Chiefs showed what they can do this week. I mean, they had a bunch of stuff that they didn't use Kelce at all this week. That Tyreek Hill dominated that game.
Right.
And so Kareem Hunt didn't really do much this game. So there was a lot of weapons that they really didn't use. So I disagree with you.
So you think Patrick Mahomes had an amazing game, right?
I think he had a great game, yeah.
Did you even watch the game, or did you see it on Red Zone?
Like, no. I have DirecTV. I watch all the games at once.
Grade him on a scale, A, to B, C, D, A.
I give him a B. A B plus.
Okay.
I mean, he's a rookie. This is his second NFL game?
Yep.
This is a great, great showing for him.
He was 15 of 27. 15 of 27. Barely 50%. Uh-huh. And two of those were little... where the guy comes in motion and he just shovels it in front. So really 13, that are half a yard in front of him.
That still counts as a pass completion.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So mm-hmm. It looks better than it was. So yes, why he had some deep balls that he caught, but I do love the no fear, how they let him, no training wheels. Mitchell Trubisky, watching him, they both got drafted last year, second year in the league. Mahomes has started two games. Trubisky started all last year and then this year. And boy... they dink and dunk because I don't think he can do it. And I love how Mahomes goes out with no fear and does do that. So, and that's why I look at that like yesterday and I say, okay, I can see Patrick Mahomes can be a franchise quarterback because he doesn't look scared. He stood up in the pocket. He threw things. The completion percentage wasn't that great, but he threw it deep. He threw it short. He did things like that. Like, that makes me think Marcus Mariota for the Titans.
Dude.
He's not a franchise quarterback.
Things aren't looking good with that.
Like,
toolbox, come on in.
Lunch is dad.
They both are running the same offense, Trubisky and Mahomes,
yes,
because the Bears coach was the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs last year. So,
and it was telling last night during the broadcast, they said they interviewed Nagy. And
who's Nagy?
He's the head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, the new coach.
And he said when he had a 15-minute talk at the combine with Mitchell Trubisky, he wasn't that impressed. And then when he came to Kansas City for an official visit before the draft last year, then that's when he was impressed. So that tells me he doesn't even believe really in Trubisky. If in that 15 minutes that he doesn't believe in him.
Okay, you mentioned Mahomes looked better than it really was. Adrian Peterson looked better than he really was?
No, Adrian Peterson looked great.
Okay, go ahead.
And I said he's washed up, right?
Yeah.
Come talk to me in week four when he has to do this back-to-back-to-back weeks. It's easy to look good on week one because you're rested all offseason. That's what I'm saying. You get your body ready. As a 35-year-old running back or 33, however old he is, wait till he comes 4 weeks down the road when he has to come back week after week after week and taking a pounding, and you only have 4 or 5 days to recover.
Okay, so Adrian Peterson is the running back for the Washington Redskins.
Yep.
He has been in trouble in the past.
Well, who cares about his trouble? He's been the best running back in the league.
What does that have to do with anything?
Just so people know.
He's been the best running back in the league for years, and he's had some down years, and he went unsigned until late training
camp. Thanks for
that
police report.
So what are you asking?
Nothing. He doesn't even have a question.
What I'm asking is he didn't even break 100 yards, but...
He had 96 yards,
right?
So he had 100 yards receiving, I believe, or 70 yards receiving, something like that.
So he had a good game.
Yeah.
But see, the thing with me and the Redskins is, like, Thompson had a great game, too. Is that his name?
Chris Thompson.
Chris Thompson. They have two great running backs, like Washington does. So, I mean, to me, yeah, I think you're right. Like, it's short-lived. If you talk to me week four or whatever, you said. But they have two great running backs, man.
See, you like to throw the term around great real easily. You think everybody is great. He had a good game. He didn't even break 100 yards. He had a good game. He had 26 carries, I think, and he had 96 yards. Okay.
Well, this is kind of the way I looked at it. Is if you got blocks, you're running with two blockers in front of you, okay, you're whatever. Your team's good. You're great.
Two blockers in front of you. What is this, Madden?
You're a fine running back, dude. I watched some of these highlights of Peterson and Thompson. They're breaking tackles left and right. They're running great. It wasn't like the play worked and they ran for 20 yards, 30 yards, whatever. They showed up. Like, these Thompson and Peterson is going to really, I feel like they're going to help the Redskins go somewhere.
Yeah, that's why your boy picked him.
He picked him in the Super Bowl. Ray picked
him. Hey, yo! I had no idea.
Guys, yeah! It's week one against a bad Arizona team, okay? I'm congrats to Adrian Peterson. I hope he keeps it up for his sake, for his, you know, mojo, for his legacy. But 4 or 5 weeks down the road, I just don't think he'll be able to do it.
Toolbox, you were looking at me weird. What were you going to say about that?
No.
Nothing?
I guarantee you he'll feel it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm old and I feel it tomorrow.
And that's
just watching him.
Another thing. Everybody, Pittsburgh's done.
No, that's
They're
stupid.
Garbage.
That's so dumb.
Like, relax. They had a bad game.
When's our boy coming back, Le'Veon?
It's not Le'Veon.
Dude, I'm going to give you credit on this Connor thing.
What did I say?
You did say that, like, be careful, because if Connor shows up, I mean, they're going to be like, forget about Le'Veon. Like, if this backup running back is good enough, who cares? This backup running back was good.
Hey,
no,
Le'Veon said
that running back was good.
He had a good game. Now, can he keep that up? Oh, we'll see. Sort of like I said about Adrian Peterson, because we don't know what he has. But it's not, I don't think it's the missing Le'Veon Bell. That had nothing to do with how they played. It's all about the if you watch the Steelers over the years, they play up to their opponents and they play down to their opponents.
Always.
They were 8.5-point favorites a couple years ago going to Miami and they lose straight up. And that's one of the bets that still kills me. I had some hard cash on that one. And so that's the culture. They play sloppy and then they play good. They play sloppy, then they play good. Another one, Saints. Oh, my gosh, everybody's tweeting me. Oh, are you happy with your Saints pick to the Super Bowl? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, your Super Bowl pick looked great, man.
Both my Super Bowl picks looked great. I have the Chargers versus the Saints. It's one game. It's one game.
They're both 0-1, huh?
They're both 0-1. Okay.
Eddie's such a typical fan. This was great. Everything was great. It's week one, dude. Just chill out. You're just like all fans.
No.
Yes. Can I tell you? He goes, see, I'm proud of my Super Bowl pick. 1 week.
Can I tell you, though,
and probably lose.
What are we talking about, though? Week one.
No, that's right. You're
so,
right.
So, I mean, I'm just talking about week one,
I'm just saying, I'm at the bar. Titans lose.
You can be excited. You're 1-0, and they're 0-1.
But that's what I'm saying. Everybody gets so much into it. Titans lose, and I'm at the bar, and the guy's like, oh, they're done. They're not going to win a game all year.
No, that's...
Okay, yeah, buddy. Okay. Come on. Well, I waited all offseason for this. Same team as last year. Yeah, no crap. It's the same team. They're wearing the same jerseys. They got
pretty much same
the same players.
They are pretty bad, though.
Dude.
The Titans are real bad.
Oh, and they're going to go 0-2 against the Texans.
What's up with Delanie Walker?
We're going to be 0-2.
Delanie Walker's out for the year, dislocated
called
ankle.
Called that when it happened.
And I think a broken leg.
Told my girl that's when that happened.
You called that on the podcast?
No.
Oh, then it doesn't count.
No, he said he was watching the game. Oh, anybody could see it. If you watched it, you knew
that
it was
to say that
out.
Around your chick? You don't realize that when you say
what,
football.
When he gets carted off the field,
before
you
that,
called it?
When he went down, when he landed on the ground, I was like, out for the season.
Really?
Well, yes, because you saw.
That's so bold, right?
I mean, that is so bold when he can't move and get up.
Coaches, he had just gone down. I go, out for the year.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I said that, too, for Rodgers. Out for the year.
Exactly.
I was wrong, though.
No, Rodgers, flair for the dramatic hair, take me off on a cart. He pulled a Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce had to be wheeled out of the stadium in the NBA Finals, and then he comes back and hits game-winning shots. Like, come on.
What was Danica Patrick doing when he got carted off?
Oh, she had a look of concern, according to the announcers.
They said she was in the beer fridge.
See, I thought showing Danica Patrick. She was just a shadow up there. You really couldn't see her. I didn't think it was.
Yeah, they didn't zoom in and let us see how hot she was. It was like she was standing.
Yeah.
She
no
wasn't
full body shot.
She wasn't.
Well,
up
it was
close,
a full body, but it was.
But she was far
in
back
the
in the
dark.
Suite.
Well, and who's the creep that scouts it out and finds the suite that she's in and finds her? What a weirdo.
It's camera guys, man, they're all.
That's
creeps.
Their job, dude. Gross.
What about Garoppolo? You said Garoppolo was gonna
Ooh,
be great.
Ooh, gosh, man, he didn't look very good. I don't know. You know, like. He looked bad, dude. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Hey, I wonder if his, why didn't they
How
show
many
his,
picks did he have? Three
picks?
Hey, why didn't they show his porn star? Did they show her in the crowd, I wonder?
No, they didn't.
That'd have been awesome.
He's dating the porn
star. Well, he went to dinner with one, and they had it all over the internet, like TMZ and stuff. But
they go into the suite with her, and she's just like...
What? She's doing what?
That's Jimmy Garoppolo's girlfriend.
She is an actress.
Right,
she's in a very nice, small dress.
Oh, that's a short skirt there.
I don't see her if she's wearing a logo tee. That's a very small dress.
Huh.
Wow.
See if our camera there, camera guy Jimmy there, can you zoom in a little more and see what you got there?
So are you still high on Garoppolo?
No. No, I'm not.
Stop! See, not. That's what I'm saying. You are out.
I'm not.
He played one of the best defenses in the NFL on the road. And he still had a chance to win. Like
I'll tell you, I saw enough.
Oh, boy.
Marquise Goodwin out.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how long he's out, but he didn't return to the game.
They're on two backup running backs. They're struggling, dude. Niners are struggling. I don't know what Garoppolo has. Even if Garoppolo comes back like Superman, I mean, they're in trouble, man.
I didn't pick them to make the playoffs anyway. I think he had a good run at the end of the season last season. Teams adjust. They got film on him finally. They didn't have film. They have all offseason to prepare for him. The Vikings are one of the best defenses in the NFL. And if Alfred Morris doesn't fumble on the 1 yard line, it's pretty much they have 2-point conversion to tie the game. I mean, they were in the game. He had a bad game. It's going to happen.
Do you guys like Kirk Cousins this week?
Yeah, he looked awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You act like
I'm not saying. I didn't say anything.
Let me tell you, you see him and Thielen going hard. You are so amazing that you picked the highest paid acquisition this offseason to a team that was already in the NFC Championship, and you predicted they would be good. You, my friend, are a Nostradamus.
Thank you, man.
Act like that was some bold prediction. Like a bold prediction would be, hey, man. Watch out for Ryan Fitzpatrick this week, and he's going to come in, and I got a feeling he's going to throw for 4 TDs on those Saints.
Oh, wow.
That's
never
a bold
said that.
Prediction.
Did anyone say that?
I should have, because I saw Fitzpatrick in preseason in person.
Well, then
I
why
should
didn't
have
you
known.
Say it?
I should have. I'm
Guess
an idiot.
What? No one said that.
Nobody.
Exactly. Nobody. Like, is this one of those things where you go in, everyone's watching the same thing, you know? They all
His
make
mom
them-
did.
Well, yeah, there he goes. His mom, his aunt, his uncles.
His dad. Why can't his dad? I mean, all the moms get love. How about his dad?
Yeah.
I mean, it was awesome to see. It was great.
Does Fitzpatrick deserve all the love that he's getting right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Not his receivers? Not Mike Evans? Not a bad Saints defense?
Well,
the Saints have never played defense.
Well,
that's not their goal.
I'm just saying
year.
You said that about Rodgers.
No. I said
not Roger, back to it.
Oh, my. I said if you watch Fitzpatrick, he's hitting people in the end zone. Right, Randall Cobb caught a 10 to 15
hit people 10 yards away. One in the end zone. One.
No, 10 yards away, and then Randall Cobb ran 80 yards. That is not. I mean, Rodgers. Yes, he got on the ball, but then he had to make people miss. Cobb made that play.
Are you forgetting this game was?
Oh my gosh.
20-0 at the half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask him what he said at halftime about Rodgers.
What did you say?
I said
here we go.
What'd you say?
I said it too, but
I love it.
No,
here,
it wasn't halftime. It was when the opening drive of the second half, when the Bears kicked a field goal to go up 20-0. I said, why would you even put Rodgers back in the game and risk injury?
Because the game is what? Pretty much over. Yeah. Right?
Pretty much over.
Right.
And
yes.
Then everything fell
and Rodgers
right
comes
way.
Back and it's not over. Isn't that weird?
We also said, why would you kick a field goal when you're down 20-0?
Yes, and they kick a field goal 20-3. I'm like, why
I agree
would you
with
do that.
They should have gone for it.
Like, what are you doing? And then it worked out. That's why I'm not an NFL coach.
Yeah.
But that's how you watch sports. You talk about it and you think, man, why are you doing that? That's stupid. But, okay, great. They came back and won. But I still think everybody's jumping on the Rodgers bandwagon. Rodgers, discount double check. Ah! Annoying.
Just because he beat the Bears.
Yeah, dude, you're a fan. I love that. That's great. That's a fan. That's how I felt with
dude,
the Cowboys.
That, if you're the big Bears fan, that must have hurt last night. You must have been all puckered up trying to go to bed.
I want to hear what you guys think about the Cowboy game. The
Cowboys suck.
Cowboys are terrible.
I hate the Cowboys. Dak's overrated. He's terrible.
Well,
that's what I
here's
feel.
Here's the problem.
Great. Do you have anything to back that up, or just you just don't
I can
like
just
him?
Say what I want.
Yeah,
I don't need facts.
Underthrowing people. You don't have receivers that can get open. Your offensive line is the problem, though. Everybody, like Dez Bryant was on Twitter going, ha, ha, ha. Look at you losing without me.
Like, is Dez Bryant coming back to the NFL?
Exactly. Dez Bryant's
is he really coming back to the NFL?
That's the problem.
Hold on.
Dez Bryant's trolling the Cowboys on Twitter like, oh, yeah, if you had me, you'd win. Dez Bryant, obviously you're not a hot commodity or all these
teams. You're watching from the couch, dude.
Yeah, all these teams would be lined up to sign you. That's the problem. You think you're hot crap, and everybody just thinks you're just crap because no one wants you.
What I don't understand is, like, why is it a big deal that he's tweeting from his couch? Like, the fact that people even talk about, ooh, Dez Bryant talking crap to the Cowboys while the game's going on. Well, no crap. I mean, everyone that got cut by the Cowboys are probably talking crap about the Cowboys right now.
Because like, he's a high-profile athlete.
I get it, but it's
why.
So dumb. He's sitting at his couch watching a game, hating on the team that cut him. Who cares? You know what I mean? Like, it's just something to talk about. It's fine, but it's dumb to me. That's not news to me.
Okay.
The dude's sitting in the couch. Nobody wants him. He's sitting at home. Like, dude, I don't think he's coming back. I don't think a team wants him.
And then he tweets, oh, I could, like, talking about if he got passes from Brady, he'd be getting one-on-one coverage with
throwing bait out to the Patriots a little
bit. Yeah, trying to say, hey, I'm interested, and I just don't think Bill Belichick's interested in him.
Of course
him.
Not, or else they'd take him.
The problem with the Cowboys is the offensive line. Frederick, your center, being out with that disease really know what it is exactly. I'm not a doctor, and when it starts getting medical, I just say the disease. That's your problem. He's the anchor of the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
You had another guy, and your Connor, the guy from UT, was just getting bowled over. So Dak had no time. And that's why Dak looked so good his first year. The offensive line was
great.
Unbelievable. So he had all the time, clean pocket, time to throw, and you had Witten still productive and Dez pretty much in his prime.
Sure.
So you had two solid. Now there's the offensive line is good. Ezekiel Elliott, the holes aren't opening up for him.
There was nothing.
And there's no time to throw.
There was nothing. I felt like I really didn't get to see if the receivers were open or not. They really didn't show what was happening downfield. I mean, all the attention was on what was happening to Dak. I mean, even on the replays, like you would see, it looked like the coverage was tight. I don't really know. I can't make a decision on that. I don't know what he was seeing.
Right. I don't know. I'm not X and O's guys, but just what I saw is he never had really a lot of time to throw it.
Correct.
Anyway, he was running for his life. It was.
I'm with you on that. And as far as our defense, I mean, McCaffrey made our defense look like a joke. Like the
what? You only gave up 16 points?
Oh, dude, but just
your
I mean,
defense was great.
No, I don't think so.
Oh man, you have the opposite feelings because I was impressed with the Dallas defense. I thought they were so good. They held them to 16 points. By looking at the game, you would have thought you guys were getting blown out.
Yeah,
but you only lost by 8 points. You were one score away from winning, from tying the game.
Yeah.
So your defense was great.
It's funny. I guess as a fan, you look at it differently. You're just kind of so critical. I mean, you're watching the fourth quarter, and you're just like, everything can go wrong. Like, everything. Really?
Dude,
like,
I was so critical. I was watching that Titans game, and I went bar and then home. Dude, I was so critical of the
Titans.
This
is why you look at the Packers-Bears game, and you're just critical. Like, I think as a fan, you watch sports in a completely different eye when your team is playing. When you're gambling, you're not watching it the same.
Dude, you should have saw your boy. At one point, I threw my jersey on the ground, and I told my chick, I was like, I'm not wearing it the rest of the game. And then she went and grabbed the jersey and gave it back to me. She's like, put your jersey on. So I put it on, and then we scored a touchdown.
Speaking of, the people in Miami that were still at the game.
Why are you still at that?
What kind of loser are you? I understand you paid for those tickets, but get a life, people.
You're telling me people, what? My buddy was there. You chilled at that game for 8 hours?
There is no way. I don't even.
You have lost your damn mind. I had I was at a UT game, and there was a delay for 5 minutes. Me and my chick looked at each other and we're like, let's go home. You can't sit in the stands for a it's the worst boring time ever.
The only place I'm sitting for 8 hours is a blackjack table or a craps table if it's hot. Like if the cards are rolling or the dice are, you know, smoking, I'll stay there for 8 hours.
If you
stay
there, you have no life. Capital N-O life.
Or you've never been to a pro game
before.
Don't care. And this is your first one.
They probably had, sometimes they're shutting down the concessions. They probably ran out of crap.
No, they just put you inside the stadium where you're out of harm.
Right. But, so you just stand around for 8 hours. There's nowhere to sit because there's no chairs.
Why are you hating on someone that maybe is their only chance to see their Miami Dolphins? Like,
dude,
like
at one point,
what
the TV just
turn on the TV.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I mean, you're there. Like, what have you saved for 5 years to do this? Like,
dude, the
I'd
game was
there.
Under such a long weather delay.
Karma sucks, man. Like, it just wasn't meant to be. Bad vacation. Like, they came back from break, and the cameras were up so high that the operators didn't have time to get back to the cameras in time for them to start the game. So you were seeing just wide-angle shot of the field until they could get the cameraman in place and get back to the normal views of the camera. That is how bad it was.
That's awesome.
Just so weird, and I can't believe people stayed.
You want to talk college football?
I absolutely want to talk college football. The game of the first of all, I want to say there are three dominant teams in college football. Alabama.
Bam. Notre Dame.
No, not Notre Dame. Alabama.
Notre Dame.
Clemson.
Not Clemson.
What?
Alabama. Notre Dame.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma looks good.
Who's your third? Hold on.
Tell us your third.
Hold on. Let me think. What do you think, Raymundo?
It's probably going to be
And by the way, I'm not calling you Raymundo. Why did I just do that?
Tell us.
I forgot.
Oh, my gosh.
Auburn?
Oklahoma.
It may be Oklahoma.
It is Oklahoma, exactly.
It's probably Notre Dame.
It has to be
Oklahoma.
We forgot it's Notre Dame.
No. Beat Ball
Oklahoma
State
looks amazing.
Yes, but don't you think the Notre Dame-Ball State thing, like, isn't that kind of like mentally you go into a game thing and it's Ball State?
Ohio State. That's the third one. They look amazing.
Oh, yeah, with their coach, man. What's his name?
I don't care. They look amazing. But
Ryan Day,
here's the thing.
That guy,
Alabama,
dude,
is rolling. All three of these teams. Georgia just proved me this weekend that they're legit. I thought they were going to have a letdown after last year, going to be kind of down. They lost their two running backs. I put them on upset alert this weekend, and they said, I will take your upset alert and shove it down your throat.
They said that?
Yeah, I mean, it was 20.
And we got to stop being wrong. We make these guarantees. Lots of the week.
Hold on.
Lunch is missing them.
No, I did not say Ray. This was
Coach,
a,
you said the dogs
so
run
much
up.
Money off of Ray. I just go the opposite.
I mean, with all your wrong picks, you must be broke as hell.
Dude, I was lock of the day on Saturday and then lock of the day Sunday lost. I'm sorry I was 1-1.
Listen.
Sue me.
I said they were on upset alert. I didn't say it was a lock.
That's 80% to me.
Yeah, your 80% is way off, bud.
You can't say it upset alert and then the team wins by 40.
Coach, can you give the people a definition of a lock?
Lock means it's guaranteed to hit. It means put whatever amount of money you have in the bank on that game, it's for sure going to hit. So the fact that I did miss one of those, I feel really bad about, and I hope that you guys didn't fully bet heavy money into that second game.
Yeah.
But the first one, I won you a lot. It went over. Clemson A&M,
yeah,
I told you
it's
going to
go over.
But
I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and there's always an apology.
So my question is, you never give reasoning for your bet. You just bet things.
Oh, no, I crunch numbers.
Okay, tell me your reasoning for taking the Chargers -3.5 yesterday.
No reasoning whatsoever. I was like, sweetie.
He just said that.
Okay, I had huge reasoning on the Saturday game because I did tons of research. On Sunday, I was like, sweetie, I got to go Titans to win. And she's like, no, you can't pick them because you're a fan of the Titans. So I was like, screw it. Lunchbox said the Chargers are going to be good. I bet Mahomes is going to suck this one. Let's just go with Chargers. And then it was a complete opposite.
Right. What was the best hit you saw on Saturday?
Best hit?
Oh, with the Texas A&M game, did you see this?
It's probably the best game I'd seen in a long time.
This was an amazing game.
Such
and that
a good
wide
game,
receiver
man.
For Texas A&M, I don't even know his name.
The blonde dreads.
Blonde dreads.
Woo-hoo!
He gets hit from behind.
Back, dude, he bent over backwards.
And his legs bent, and he still got up and ran.
Dude, he got up and ran.
And then he kept playing.
I thought he was dead.
I thought he broke both his legs.
And his back.
And he still played the rest of the game and caught touchdowns. And I just do not understand how that, but I'm going to tell you what, Aggie fans, that is why you paid $75 million for Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah.
You are looking up. And you should be very excited for what's coming to College Station. That game right there tells you that Jimbo Fisher, without even his recruits, he is going to do something at Texas A&M. Alabama, Auburn, SEC, Georgia. The Aggies are going to be a player for years to come in the SEC. And it showed to me that Clemson is lucky they play in the ACC because they're not that good.
And can we talk about two-point conversions? Never do the fadeaway pass. Why do these coaches call the play
Why?
Where they're doing the fadeaway? I hate it. Just do a running back, a pitch back. Do something
what
so you're going
forward. What does that mean?
I don't
Break
care. Do something you're going forward. Go
Break
forward.
It down, fadeaway
okay,
pass.
Okay, if I give you the football, are you going to run forward or are you going to run backward? I've seen it so many times on a two-point conversion, the quarterback runs backwards. Why? Chill right there. Just throw it. Maybe the guy doesn't catch it. Why do a fade? You decrease your chances of a guy being wide open when you fade 15 yards back.
Also,
the ball starts at the 2. Why fade to the 15? Just throw the ball. The guy drops it. At least you have a 50-50 shot.
Also, why do they roll out to the left or the right and cut off half the end zone on the
exactly.
two-point
conversion?
That drives
if
me
you stay right there, the
nuts.
I'm not a quarterback. None of us were even quarterbacks in high school. But
I
why?
Wasn't even a quarterback in middle school.
Why?
You guys should all be coaches,
and
man.
I wasn't a
Dang
coach
it.
Either. But they do it all the
and
time.
Eddie can't even throw a football 40 yards.
We haven't even tried that. You
Listen,
guys don't want to go to the field. You're scared.
He says,
call Vanderbilt. Let them know if. Let me know if they let us
it,
do it.
It frustrates the crap out of me as a fan, just of whatever team game I'm watching, and they go for a two-point conversion, and they roll the quarterback to the right. And so you...
What about when it works?
It never works. It never works.
When he rolled out, I said it immediately.
Scored on that?
When he rolled out, I said, they're done.
They've never
right.
scored
Nobody's going to be open on that play.
Because then they only have to guard half the end zone. They don't have to defend that because by the time you throw it all the way back over there, they got time to run over there.
And you guys know it all, huh?
That's why sports are great. Because we're all experts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everyone's an expert.
When I was coaching college football,
Coach,
I would have never
that?
Done that. Never
yeah.
done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just telling. But that was the best game.
That game was amazing.
Great.
Okay.
And Clemson's defensive line is awesome, but their defensive backs terrible. They couldn't guard the A&M. And A&M's quarterback Mund, boy, that
boy,
dude
that
is athletic.
Good. Can I say he's
Love
great?
Love it.
He played great.
No, Eddie will say he's great. Here's Eddie's breakdown of every player after week 1 and 2. He was great. Oh, he was really great. Oh,
he's
he was great.
Dick Vitale.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
Is that what he would do?
Yes. Everybody is amazing. There's
really?
No one bad. And announcers are so. annoying. So stupid. Last night in the game, the Bears game, Packers. First,
those are the best announcers.
Will you quit going back to the Packers Bears?
Do not rip on the Sunday night football announcer.
On in this podcast.
The first half is the Packers are terrible. The Bears are unstoppable. This new coaching regime, the Bears are back. Second half, ooh, Bears got a lot of work. Packers are the best team in the NFL. Like, make up your mind, people. Like,
or Collinsworth is like, Rodgers' left leg never touched the ground the whole time he was out there.
Yeah, it did.
Yes, it did.
He's standing on it.
Yes, it did.
And then they start comparing. They start comparing Aaron Rodgers coming back into week one of the NFL football season 2018 to Michael Jordan, the flu game, Walt Frazier, Kirk Hitt.
Flu game? Yes. Homeboy was chilling on the golf cart. He didn't even look hurt on the golf cart. He's like, what's up? He's flashing peace signs to some of the crowd.
That's what these were NBA Finals.
It was a concussion
finals,
type thing.
World Series.
Yeah.
This is game one of the NFL season.
Let's go back A&M Clemson. Let's talk about the fumble touchback.
Rule. Okay, do you like that?
No.
I do.
I love
I've
it.
Never
I
liked
think it's
it.
Great.
But, and what
first
that
of all,
is,
that ball wasn't a fumble touchdown. I went to the left.
For correct. people that don't know what that is if the offensive player is running towards the end zone and they fumble it and the ball goes out of bounds once it crosses the goal line, the ball is a turnover and the defense gets the ball. Yeah. I love the rule.
You know how the rule should be changed?
What?
The defensive team should get the ball on the 1 yard line. They should never get it to the 20. The fact that
what's
it's the
difference?
I don't know, 20 yards? You ever done math before?
Or 19 if you've done math.
We're all so stupid. Everyone is so stupid on this show.
If it goes to the 20 normally and you get it on the 1, there's no way that can be 20 yards.
The fact that the one guy has possession, the team has the ball. Then the other team just automatically gets the ball, even though they didn't recover the ball, and they get 20 yards. It's the dumbest rule in sports.
Well, wait a minute. Because if the ball goes off you and goes out of bounds, it's the other team's ball. You didn't recover it.
Right.
That's Lunchbox's dad, by the way.
Yeah, so my question is, like...
He'll be with us every day. We're keeping him in Nashville.
I hope so.
There has to be a consequence for you reaching the ball out and fumbling.
The consequence should not be the other team's ball and 20 yards. I mean, you might as well just give him you get kicked in the nuts, too. That's the third consequence.
Fine.
Well, you were.
You were kicked in the nuts because you feel so stupid.
And that play, you know, one, I don't think it should have ever been called.
Oh, live, it looked like it went over the pylon. And so there was no evidence.
It never went in the end zone. If it goes out of the end zone, cool.
But when you score a touchdown, do you have to reach the end zone or do you just have to cross the pylon?
Cross
the pylon. So there you go. When you're watching it live, it looks like the ball goes over the pylon. And just if a sliver of the football goes over the pylon, that's a touchdown. So there was not enough video evidence
to overturn
to
it.
Say that not even a centimeter of that ball went over the pylon.
The video sucked. What happened to the pylon cam having like a camera that shoots up? Why are there these dumb angles where it goes aside? This, if you have a pylon cam, have a camera that goes straight up. We could have saw which way the ball was.
Yeah, straight up.
I need that pylon and I will redo it. And Eddie knows how to do video work.
Yeah.
We'll put in cameras that actually help out the play. Their pylon cam is just for glam. It's not even for practicality.
Right. It's for a sponsorship. That's the pylon cam brought to you by Progressive
What
Insurance.
Have we learned? The pylon cam sucks. Like, really, it doesn't show you anything.
That's all it's there for, really.
Oh, cool. I just saw Gronk step on the pylon cam.
It shows the goal line if there's ever a dispute if it crosses the goal line.
Well, my thing is, too, when you have those cameras on rails that go back, there's never a camera that's looking straight down the goal line on a play that it's critical to have a camera there. It's always one that's just a little bit off and is never going to help an official review. It's never going to help it. I don't get that.
I think it can help. The pylon cam that shoots straight down the line can help.
Usually it's in someone's hands, so you can see it a little better.
Here's the problem. When there's a tangle of bodies, too, at the goal line, they just guess.
Yeah, of course.
There's no way you can actually tell unless they put a little sensor in the football that says, zuh, 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 it crosses. It's just guesswork when it's that close. I mean, it's great. But that was the game of the weekend. It was great. So much fun
to watch.
And congrats to A&M. They covered.
Was that your lock of the week?
No. I didn't have a lock of the week on the show. We didn't talk about it. But in my gambling pool, I took the
Good
Aggies.
For you, man. Good. Yeah. Congrats.
But I also took the South Carolina Gamecocks, my upset alert. That's what I'm telling you. Georgia is real deal. And I want to say this. Thank you, Nick Saban. I give you a hard time for being kind of a jerk. You're a little grouchy.
No, I know what you're going to say.
Tell him.
I know what you're going to say.
I'm going to just say, congrats on doing the right thing, Nick Saban. You did what's right for Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is going to redshirt this year so he can play in up to 4 games. And then he can redshirt. And at the end, I believe in December, he will graduate and he will transfer from Alabama. And if Nick Saban wanted to be mean, he could make him play in 5 games and burn that redshirt. If Tua stays healthy, Jalen Hurts is going to redshirt. He'll transfer out, have 1 year of eligibility left, and be able to play college football again. Oh,
okay, so
that'd be awesome.
He's been a nice guy.
Being a nice guy. So I just want to say Nick Saban doing the right thing. I don't think a lot of the times Nick Saban does the right thing. He blocks kids transferring, which when it's supposed to be about the student athlete, that's not right. But what he is doing for Jalen Hurts, props to you, Nick Saban.
I thought you were going to talk about his apology to that sideline, that reporter. That,
I don't care about that.
Who's the girl?
I don't care.
Maria Taylor?
That's such old news. That was That's like two weeks ago.
No, no, no. It was last week.
Hey, guys, and you want to talk about July weather?
The funny thing about that is that he apologized to, I think, Marie Taylor. But he didn't even get her name right.
Right, he didn't get her name right. You're right. That is funny. That is funny. But we should have talked about that the day it happened, like last Tuesday.
Why didn't we talk about it?
Hey, do you guys want to talk about Major League Baseball All-Star Game? No, because it happened forever ago.
Oh, man. Oh. And
you
hey,
can talk about the Cardinals anytime.
Hey-o!
Hey, St. Louis Cardinals are huge St. Louis Cardinals fans.
Do you guys want a toolbox Cardinal minute?
He doesn't know. They're four and a half games out. What's there to talk about?
Hey, let your dad talk. Okay, He's got 30 seconds.
I failed as a father. None of my kids like the Cardinals. How does that happen?
Yep.
And there you go.
That's why the Cardinals minute.
The Cardinals minute.
Yeah.
The Cardinal way. That's
with Lunchbox's dad.
And before we go, I want to say congrats to the University of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. They beat Florida in football for the first time in 31 years. Talk about getting that monkey off your back. Woo!
Hey, wait a minute.
What about KU?
Did Kansas win this week?
Like, did I read that wrong?
Had a football team.
No, it said that they
after
won
last
a road
week
game?
He was telling.
I said we should fold the program after they lost to Nicholls State.
Yeah.
They won on the road for the first time in maybe 46 or 49 games. That was the tied for the longest record in the NCAA ever. So
all right,
Kansas Jayhawks.
I can't believe that wasn't your lock of the week.
No, that was not my lock of the week. That was not my lock of the week. But they went, and if you're Central Michigan, now you should fold your program because you lost to the worst program ever.
They got
to
have football in Central and Mount Pleasant. There's nothing else to do there. They won't fold.
Oh, shout out knowing where it is. Good job.
Okay, I do want to talk real quick about
The Eliminator.
The Eliminator. Guys. We had maybe 20 people that didn't even submit a pick.
That's okay.
I know, but guys,
if
you're going to be part of this, like, be
part of
it.
Well, now they're out.
Yeah, they're out. They didn't have a pick. No. I mean, Coach, it says that they're still here. The only ones that are out are the ones that picked Saints. We lost about 40% of our league.
And here's the thing. Everybody on Twitter was hitting me hard. Ha, you lost your eliminator pick week one because I went on a rant about how I'm taking the Saints. I'm not changing. And as I do in the eliminator. As I do in the eliminator, I start second guessing myself as it gets closer to game time.
I feel cheated.
And so, as I started looking at it, I looked at the week two schedule, and I liked the Saints against the Browns because there was a lot of games that were similar.
You lied.
So I changed on Saturday, and I put the Baltimore Ravens, and so your boy is moving on.
It was a scam.
Raymond, who was your pick?
I got Packers, dude. Hey, I needed
you both were going to be out.
Dude,
oh,
I needed a GOAT
goodness.
Comeback, baby. Thank you, Rodgers.
Stop.
Keep me alive in that survivor pool.
So how does your score the Pittsburgh or the tie game?
So the prop. Well, no. According to this, you're in.
If you're still in with that, this is the dumbest website we're doing it on I've ever heard.
Because Yahoo, I'm in one on Yahoo, and they eliminate everybody that picks.
So the one that we did already had their settings, kind of their default settings set up, and it's down as count tie as a win. So.
Ooh,
they're still in. I really wish I could go back and change that.
Yeah, because that's NFL.com. Because the point of the Eliminator, Survivor Pool, whatever,
is that you never miss one.
You have to pick a team that wins.
Correct.
And guess what? Pittsburgh did not win.
But in
our
league,
because you're not throwing in any points, so you think it's easier to pick a winner.
Hey, guys, the way I set it up, if they tied, it counts as a win. That's how I set it up.
I just said I didn't set it up.
Dude,
was the default
you're like my 60-year-old mom setting up an NFL account for our group. That's terrible.
Yeah, well, I mean, this show has been action-packed.
Hey, guys, if they tied, it actually counts as a win.
What the hell kind of league are we in?
Exactly.
It's soccer.
Okay, all right, we're making fun of soccer now.
Or sport ever.
Sore Loser Show on Twitter. Hit us up. Let us know what you thought. Observations from the weekend.
Sore Losers Podcast on Instagram.
Feeling good about your team. Feeling bad about your team. Or, man, it's just too early. It's one game. Relax. As Rogers would say, R-E-L-A-X.
Does he say that?
He did a couple years ago when they were like, oh, you guys are done. Duh. And he said, R-E-L-A-X.
Why are we
relax.
Talking about something that happened 2 years ago?
Whoa. You didn't know that he said relax? Because that was the most noteworthy thing he's ever said, and they play it all the time. Saying that means you're not a sports fan.
They play
fan.
It all the time where?
All the time. When people say relax, it's because of Rodgers.
Yes.
So when I tell
the
you—
the reason someone says relax—
is because of Rodgers.
It's sort of like practice.
Exactly.
Practice. We're talking about practice.
Why are you talking about what that practice? Is?
Now, who said that?
Oh, my God.
Practice?
You don't know anything?
No.
About you are being serious.
Dead serious. I don't know who said practice.
Allen Iverson later.
We're talking about practice. I mean, we ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice. I mean, you want me to go to practice? I mean, we ain't talking about a game, man. We're talking about practice. Are you serious? Come on. YouTube it. It is hilarious.
I've seen it. Now that you mentioned that. Now that you say it like that.
We have two games tonight. Ray, what's your lock?
I ain't got no lock. I'm tired of you guys hitting me up. I'll get you back in another day.
No, man.
I want to win some money tonight.
No, we have to end the show with a lock. You have to have one.
Okay, you got the Lions.
No, don't look at numbers.
No. Lions -6.5 at home against the Jets, or the Rams are -2 on the road at the Raiders.
All right, guys. Lock of the night. Go ahead and bet all your money on it.
Detroit.
Don't hate your boy. I'm from Michigan. I know these guys. Detroit Lions -2. Lock it up.
-6.5.
Oh, -7. Sorry about that. Yeah, so the Lions -7.
I think it's fair.
That's by eliminating game.
Is it really?
Lock it up.
Yeah, he's got Detroit.
I think that's a good one.
And that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Hit us up. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties getting this up. It took a little while.
All right, I'll hit the buzzer. You guys ready?
Go.